Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Let's get it.
I got Emmanuel.
What's up?
Now, you asked me if I needed to turn the fan off. I should probably turn the fan off. It's right on the top, Cam. So I want to start off first by saying I got new socks. Got some new socks, people. You know what I'm saying? I went to Target 2 days ago. Hey, chill out. Okay. Chill out. I went to Target 2 days ago.
Like socks called Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit of the Loom, you know? But I went there. Fucking socks are gone. Like, socks
stop
are
gone. Right, yeah, yeah, stop, yeah, right, yeah, there. Stop right there.
What happened?
I went 3 days ago. Uh-huh. Socks were gone. I went for the same exact reason.
I went last week. But for t-shirts.
T-shirts gone?
Gone.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm talking about, like, just like, you know, like the socks, yeah, and underwear, t-shirt section. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, everything was wiped out.
I walked in there confident, too. Because, yeah, I'm like, ain't nobody going to. The socks, I'm going to have plenty of socks to choose from.
Yeah.
Just wiped out. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then, see, the news is trying to keep that on the low because, yeah, they don't want another tissue incident. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's going on. So it's really socks out
here. Because what's coming is really the sock and t-shirt wars. The sock and t-shirt wars are coming.
Because I got down to the bottom of the barrel, and I was like, all right, you know, right, toes poking out.
Right.
You know, and I got the long coat toes. I got the finger for toes.
Yeah, you do got some.
So I'm just like.
Let me grab toes. You that right quick, toe.
Let me hand that to you.
This nigga can dap up with his feet.
But I was like, all right.
And snap.
But I was like, all right, I got me some socks. So cool. Then the next morning. Like, well, midnight, I roll over and I'm like, my left toe feel funny. I'm like, all right, I wasn't thinking nothing about it. Then I woke up the next morning, my whole, like, this part of my foot is sore as fuck. And I'm
this,
like,
this is after the new socks?
This after the new socks, but I didn't put the socks on that day. So I was like, did my old socks give me turf toe or something? Like, I wake up, I'm like, how you wake up toe hurt? Like, when I went to bed, it wasn't hurting.
Was it swollen?
No, it scared me. I was like, all right, I don't want, like, gangrene in the foot or something like that. I don't want my foot to fall off. So I immediately go to the kitchen because for any of y'all.
Hold on. Your foot's hurting and you go to the kitchen
to
first?
I want
to
get some.
Nigga, you hungry? Then,
No. I want to get a pack of berries. I want to put on my foot. I ain't got no ice pack. All
right.
I want to get a pack of berries put on my foot.
So I'm thinking the fat came out of this nigga again. This nigga, oh, fuck, my toe hurt. Yeah. Let me go get some food. Let me make me a little sandwich. What the fuck?
I put the berries on my foot, and I'm like, all right, cool. And it started to feel a little better, but I was just worried because, like, at 32, you don't know what's going on with your body. I just don't know. I was like, is this a corona side effect? Do you wake up foot hurt?
Well, listen, to be honest, at 22, you didn't know what's going on with your body.
You didn't.
You had no idea. You're not a doctor.
But I didn't wake up with my toe hurt.
You just didn't it have a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, that's
you what I'm saying. When you get to this age, you start having like, why my stomach hurt for no reason? Why my knee, my ankle?
Why things hurting? And I'm a little that's what it was. But the moral of the story is, I did find socks, but Target is low. So if y'all out there looking for socks, like, you're gonna have to go somewhere else because Target is low on the socks.
Friday, my girl said, "Baby, I turned this way. My neck's been hurting ever since."
Moral story is, don't listen to your girl. That's the thing.
I didn't find socks. I didn't find socks when I went, but I ended up getting a pillow instead.
Wait. Oh, so you went for socks, but you seen a pillow and you was like, let me go ahead and get this pillow.
Pillow was also on the list.
Got you.
But I was initially going for socks.
Got you.
Okay.
Once that was depleted, I just looked over. I said, oh, yeah, everything's gone.
It's
devastation.
Did you get the pillow you wanted?
I got a decent pillow, not the pillow I wanted.
What was the pillow you wanted?
One to match the one I got. I don't even know how to describe it. It's a different
foamy one of them foamy.
It's not foamy. It's some other material. I don't know, but it's amazing. But I got a good feather one. Let me try out, because the other one, my second pillow, trash. My first pillow was amazing.
And the thing
is, I need to step it up because I was having like
neck
sleeping
problems.
Issue. Yeah, all that. Like, I was like, all right, let me change.
It's like people tell you this stuff, but you don't really give a fuck. Like,
I need to go to a chiropractor.
I definitely need to go to a chiropractor. Yeah, but I'm a little nervous about that too, because I see the way they turn necks, and I'm a little nervous about the way they turn necks. I know they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But
because
you watch too many action movies,
crack and all this.
Yeah,
but I was watching a chiropractor. He said you have to really, really be doing something wrong to hurt somebody. Wow.
Oh,
you
know, like
the
really?
Neck part, yeah.
I talked.
We watch all them action movies. That's why.
That's true. That's true.
A doctor told me, don't go to a chiropractor. They just pop in your bones. And then,
interesting.
A holistic person told me, don't go to a doctor. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. So when it comes to all medicine,
just trying to figure it out.
I know we don't know shit, whether it's about our bodies or popping in locks.
But they
here's the thing: every time I crack my own bones, I feel better.
That's true. It is true.
So and I never went to a chiropractor. So I was like, maybe I should go see a professional.
But then they say cracking your bones. Like I know a lot of people that like do this to their fingers or crack their fingers. They say that gives you arthritis. Over
That's
time.
What they say. But I've been doing it all my life and nothing.
But you only 30. That arthritis usually come 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
The thing
I don't know. It just feels worse when it's not cracked, when it's just everything
tight.
Stiff. And then, like, most of the chiropractor videos I watch, they'd be like, oh, one leg is longer than we got to readjust. It'd be stuff that need to be readjusted that's just out of whack.
I'm just not trying to walk around humpback when I get older. You know
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't understand why. I asked we were walking the other day, and I was like, yo, baby, how's my posture when I'm walking? And she was like, oh, no, straight. It's really straight. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be.
Because you got to really concentrate. Like, even when meditating, like, the spine erect and straight and shoulders back. Because if you don't, you'll keep going in the forward direction.
No, I seen a dude at Ralph's. This dude was, I don't know, 80 years old. And he looked like
looking
a turtle.
At the floor.
He was just, his hump went so, his neck was looking. He couldn't even ask me where the peanut butter was. Cause he's just looking straight at my chest, he's like, sir.
Yeah, no, I've seen people that look like they're coming straight out of a turtle shell.
Yeah,
and I feel so bad because I'm like, their perspective on life has to be trash because they can't see nothing. They just down.
All they see is ground.
They're just ground.
I don't
I'm
know
like,
where they're going.
I'm like, nah. How do you not? How you prevent that? Because that's
think
what I'm
when
not
you're
trying.
Not active, like only experience I got was my granddad and his brother. One was active. My granddad.
Mm-hmm.
He walks, he drives, he's 86 or something, still going at it. His brother was
he
old.
He fucking too?
Huh?
He still fucking?
Well, he got remarried, so I don't know.
He probably fucking.
But his brother was younger than him, way younger than him, just bent over, could barely walk because he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
He never really got up. He didn't really go nowhere. So it was like his body just started, you know, it's deteriorating.
Shit,
and
man.
It was like, shit.
They say,
you see the difference.
They say you keep stressing your bones that we don't know about. Like, some people have trauma inside of their bones. So when they go to the chiropractor, some people cry because they feel like they loose and they let stuff go. And I was like, that's wild shit. They
cry from hurting? Or
no, just they feel emotion. Like, emotion.
They get emotional.
Yes. Like, I said, no, I laugh. I was like, nigga, pop your...
Mom!
I was like, because they say you hold like memories and stuff in your in your bones from like
just memories in your bones.
Like, yeah,
that's, I've never heard of that.
I was like, that's just
they
wild.
Got new shit every day.
memories in your bones.
In your bones.
I
know that there is one part of your bone when you hit it, you laugh.
That's the funny bone. Yeah.
Funny bone. So that is a.
But that shit don't be funny though.
Nah, I don't laugh when I hit that shit.
That shit do hurt. Like it don't be funny.
You didn't hit your real funny bone there, because a funny bone makes you kind of. It go. It does kind of tickle. It makes you kind of laugh. It does make you kind of laugh.
Well, yeah,
let me punch you real quick.
No.
All right.
Cause you don't know exactly where it's at. You going to just hit nigga.
Give me a couple times. Give me a couple chances.
I did some bougie shit this weekend. I just talked to Cam about it this morning. I was sitting in my room. I seen my laundry was getting wild. I hadn't let it go that long in a while. It was about 3.5 weeks, almost a month's worth. And so I was like, damn, I ain't never done that before. So
that's a long time.
That's a long time. A month? Yeah, I had a lot of draws. I was like, I ain't know I haven't been this many draws. I had restocked on draws before.
Okay. See, that's the problem.
Before Target ran out.
You got to get rid of your old draws.
Yeah, you got to get rid of your
because
old
draws. Because you're going to start using, the next thing you know,
you mix
it's
match.
Been 3 months. I got three more draws.
I got three more draws left. So then I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to try something different. I don't feel like going to the laundromat. So I said, you know, Corona. I was like, all right, let me see what a laundry service looking like. So I went online. I typed in laundry services in my area, and I found a little place with some good reviews. Saturday morning they came. He came to the door. He dropped me off a bag. I put all the bag, all the clothes in the bag, and gave him my comforter. I gave it back to him. They took it, and they supposed to drop off the laundry today. And I was like, you know what? I'm not mad. It was like $60.
Did they charge you actually get all that shit out in them drawers?
No. I told them I had washed it. I pre-washed the shit before I gave it to them.
Yeah. Right. I definitely would never do anything of your clothing.
I wouldn't want you to do anything with my clothing.
I touch any of your shit.
The way he be farting, you know it's shit in them drawers.
Yeah. After the first time, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a complaint. You're gonna get a complaint, nigga.
Yo, if they gonna call me
sir. is it little Spanish ladies?
It was I couldn't remember. He looked Indian. He kind of looked
Indian.
He looked a little Indian dog.
So we cannot. We cannot do this.
We cannot do this.
We cannot do this. I will not do this. No.
After all that work they had to do, they gonna need a chiropractor.
Working shit up these drawers, nigga. They scrubbing the fuck out.
Nah, man, you too grown to have that much shit in some drawers.
Oh my god,
that's like that when Kev on stage told that story. The nigga that had that full like full turd, flattened turd in his drawers.
I had one of those when I was like 8.
Yeah, you gotta be
eating. How?
I accidentally shit my pants.
No, not you at 8. The grown man. Yeah, how you just have a full turd flattened in your drawers and put it in the hamper for your wife to
disgusting.
Find?
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like you let your wife find that, and then she says she's not sexually attracted to you no more. I see why.
Yeah, that's fucking nasty,
that's
fucking though.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of stuff popping off. 4th of July was this weekend, even though we don't celebrate it. But I'm talking about it was World War II outside of this house that day. I heard them from every direction. I'm talking about behind my head, to the right, to the left, in the front.
Did you have those big ones?
Oh yeah, it will. It will.
Boof.
And I would hear like boof, boof, boof. Boop, boop. I'm like, dog.
Sound like Mingo ad lib.
Mingo, mama. Like, nah, I'm like, if anybody
take
had
that right there and make a song out of that.
If anybody had PTSD, I really feel bad for. I know they was going through it because that shit was loud.
Shit was
crazy.
There are some kids that are scarred for life. In this goddamn area right now.
Yeah, the neighbor, he said his kids get, you know, waking up, get startled by it. So, but maybe 4th of July, they were prepared, you know.
Possibly.
Now, kids, you got to have that conversation with them.
And it's like, it almost looked like war because my lights was off, but I see flash. I see flash.
Yeah.
Flash is flash. I'm like, duh, this shit.
Yeah, I had a crazy conspiracy in my head that all these fireworks kept going off. Yeah. There was a plot that something bad was going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's what it feels like.
Like that they were going to use the fireworks so much to disguise all the shit. And I was like, I don't know. And I sat on the balcony. I just kind of looked out. But what's worse than any of that is that the air pollution. Did you hear it the next day?
Yeah.
They said it was almost toxic.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
The smoke, I saw it outside. It was just still lingering.
Yeah, that morning when we got
all the fireworks. Yeah, it was still just lingering.
I was like, damn, this shit is crazy. But
the thing I looked at more was I was making a list of everyone I know I seen out at these huge 4th of July parties, and I put another month on when I'm going to see them. So it was 2021 March for some people, 2021 August for some people.
Oh, people was
calendar.
Yeah, I got a calendar. I'm looking at certain people I know. I'm like, every time I see you out, and the bigger the party, the longer it is until you see me. So I put another month on it.
And people was like wilding.
No, but people were wilding, like especially Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta was really wild.
Atlanta was having these huge block parties. Compound built a pool. In their club had a party last night.
First on Compound, you're not that fun to be doing that.
It's like no one's wearing a mask.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of
no one's wearing a mask.
At first I thought some of the videos that were coming out from like last year for real.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it looked like.
Oh, they're just sharing videos from last year. But I was like, oh, this is happening now.
Yeah, and like niggas was like, then they had a shootout or something, Cam showed me.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like this could be judgmental, but you may have a psychological issue. If you can't stay home, like if it's that serious, if it's that serious during a pandemic, I gotta go to a huge party, a huge festival. Like,
well, I think the thing I don't know is, if it's a psychological issue because it's just like because one, they've been told that oh, you're young and you're healthy, you won't get as much. Mm-hmm.
What about the actor that just died? He's 41.
I know.
He's 41, no health issues. Yep. He had his leg amputated first because of it.
He didn't smoke. He didn't none do of that. None of that. They said by the time they got done with his lungs, like
he needed a transplant.
They said it looked like he's been smoking for 50 years.
Oh my God!
And he never smoked. He never smoked. So I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
What the
so
fuck?
So he called a bad case.
You know, all I can hope for is that there was some other underlying condition that we didn't know about.
That's wild. Because
if it's just a regular person, healthy, 41 is not old.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's affecting, that's essentially maybe not these kids that have them, not 20-something, but their parents.
Yeah.
This ain't your grandparents now, like some people were saying, 70. These are your parents.
Yeah.
So
you taking it back to your parents and like
and your uncles and aunties.
Yeah,
I'm an uncle. He's an auntie.
I'm an auntie. I'm about to say that shit. I'm an auntie.
We mad at damn it.
Nah, but that shit is real. It's still out there. I don't get it. Like, is that serious to party? Like, it's really like I seen pool parties full on, no one wearing a mask. Like, first you shouldn't even be celebrating 4th of July this year.
Based on everything going on. And a pool party is the worst place to
do. Oh, it is. Right. And then, yo, I
people
seen.
People want to live their life, man.
I seen a snap. Let me describe it to you. I seen this girl talking about, you know, go to my snap to see the festivities from last night's party.
He showed me.
And this is in Atlanta?
I think this is Arizona. I think this might be Arizona.
Oh, niggas made it to Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Niggas was in Arizona.
He showed me. That shit was wild.
I said,
if you going to risk it, that be the one you...
That's the one you risk it?
I click on if you the gonna snap. Do it.
Why didn't you let me know?
Well, you wasn't here. I would definitely show you.
You could call me.
You wasn't
here. Like this ain't
2020.
You really can't. You weren't over here. I couldn't get you no information. Email me.
The pigeon service was down.
Yeah, pigeon service was down.
Email me.
You see the smoke signal? I see, but I click on there. My
we
nigga.
Shot some fireworks for you. I thought you were here.
You didn't get the sign.
I did see like a blue DT in the
air.
It
was like boop, 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 booty, boop, boop.
The building was covered. All I saw was tame.
Wait, it's not up anymore for you to show?
Nah, that. But I click on it. First thing I see is a bunch of like strippers naked. Cool.
Okay.
Then I go, keep clicking. Then I see a girl getting ate out by the pool by another girl.
Sexy. All right.
And one girl's leaning in the pool, the other girl's on the edge of the pool, she getting ate out. Mm-hmm. Then they take out a cucumber and she start fucking her with the cucumber. Real vegetable style, real chopped salad style.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. She in there Benihana, she in there whipping.
Okay.
You
know so what it was saying? An Asian type style?
Yeah, Asian dish, yeah, a little sushi.
A little sushi.
And then she would start slapping her pussy, like just slapping it, just, you know, making sure it's nice and warmed up.
Were they cute?
I don't know. I couldn't really tell. I was just pussy and hands and slaps and spit.
Some of them were cute.
Yeah. Okay. And so then boom.
I was just looking at what he was showing me. I ain't on Snapchat no more.
And then it's not a regular cucumber. This is a crazy cucumber.
Oh, this a big cucumber.
Yeah. This cucumber got size.
Got girl. You had your hands open. That's crazy right there. You hold a basketball.
Yeah. The other girls in the video saying you took that like a chance.
Yeah. Like it was.
They told her she took it like a champ. They said, I appreciate this part of the society. And so I just think you should wait until COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. But then I keep clicking, and the girl turned the camera around. She got her titties kind of out or whatever, and she walking. Then she's sitting down, and there's another girl that comes and bends over in front of her butt naked, just pussy boom, bust it open from the back.
It looked very
from
nice.
The back.
Yeah,
it
from the back.
Very
yeah.
nice.
That is back. Disgusting.
But where it became disgusting. Where it became funny and interesting is that you just the girl recording. You just see a finger out of nowhere, and then she just puts it in there.
But yeah, she
in
just
her butthole.
No, in her pussy. In her pussy. Like in you just pussy? See, like if you the camera here, you just see a little finger just peeking, and it just
you
goes
know what it's like.
There.
It's like remember at my birthday at. In Atlanta, when we went to the strip club, and I was getting a lap dance, and I'm looking down at the ass in my lap, and all of a sudden I saw your hand come in and slap the ass, and then I told you, get the fuck out of here.
Get I got
coming in on my goddamn dance.
I came in like this. I said,
all I see, all I, put your POV and looking at ass, and you just see a hand come in. I'm like, get your head out of here. You freeloader.
You freeload on the butt.
And yeah, so, that's what it looked like. You didn't see the finger.
But it was her finger. Because her finger was dry. So the girl was like, just spit on it a little bit. Just spit on it a little bit.
Hold on. So who was saying that? The girl that was taking it?
Your
girl
was taking it. She was like, girl, just spit on it a little bit.
Okay.
Because she came in there with that dry ass. She need to put some lotion on. Like, so that something that happened.
You know, she been in the pool.
Yeah,
she's
been
so
in the pool.
Finger dry.
Yeah, she got a little.
I think this is disgusting.
A little chlorine puss.
Where's the video you said?
I wish. I'm going to try to see if I can find a recap
or
something.
Please find this disgusting vibe.
I keep clicking. Then we. So now I keep clicking. Now we inside the house.
Okay.
Now we inside the house, and it
is
stripper.
Like a tour,
nigga. That's we was outside first. Now we inside the house. It's a stripper mania, nigga. It's like 30 girls in there, nigga. They are in there deep.
Who's Arizona places?
Listen, a lot of people been going to Arizona party. Like a lot of people.
Really?
Oh yeah, like from LA, they've been going to Arizona party. Even before, like a couple weeks back,
there's some shit going down in Arizona.
They shut everything down.
Yeah,
at the memorial.
They said fuck it.
So
y'all
then
not to the beaches, we going to the desert.
That same girl that they had the dry finger in the puss.
Okay.
They come back around on her. She dancing still naked.
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was cute. She was cute.
Okay.
Then I seen her upside down, and another girl. See another girl. She now that same girl's upside down handstand style, and another girl is just spitting in a vagina.
Well,
and now,
see, you didn't show me that.
Well, I kept going. By the time you kept
this
walking, I just kept going.
Well, no, you just told me come back.
Yeah, I completely agree. You gotta share these things
and then,
so we know better.
So she's now two fingers in her, two fingers deep. This same girl, she getting wore out.
Her fingers getting wore out.
No. The girl's vagina is getting wore out. Now she two fingers deep.
Right.
She down in there and she getting to it.
Vaginas are resilient.
They take a lot of stuff. And I'm just like, this is wild. And then I seen a couple people eating each other.
Yeah.
And then niggas, of course.
He ain't show me none of that.
Yeah, it was niggas there. Yeah.
Okay.
I know it was a lot of food left because they was just eating pussy.
Yeah.
I ain't seen nobody eating food. So that party, I would know I would have loved
it. Yeah, it was definitely food there. Then next thing I know, she woke up in the bed, and that was it was a lot. It was a lot, my nigga. Like, I was like,
hey, no, pull it up right now. See if anything's up. Because you said a lot that you did not show me.
I don't think there's nothing else.
I have
up.
To watch these things, so I don't know. So I can know better,
so
baby.
I can
you
know
need
better.
To know where what parties to stay away
stay
from.
Stay away from.
Where they're spreading COVID.
Baby, if you watch this.
And labias.
Spreading COVID and labias.
Fucking CLs.
Fuck, what was that?
I think I remember. It was.
I want to know who was the blessed. I mean, vile man.
Well, somebody
that had
who
this
paid because this ain't like. No
yeah, definitely.
Time. These are you paid.
You need her name?
No, I know her name. I'm just trying to find.
I'm trying to see because I went to. IG, see if there's any more on there. Let me see.
I spent, while y'all looking for that, yeah. I spent most of the weekend.
This is kind of,
but this I watched every
IG. But
oh, this is,
I watched every single.
Hold on, okay. Y'all.
This ain't it. This is a whole nother party by that same DJ. It's a whole nother party.
Okay, let's hit this DJ up. Who is this DJ?
This is a whole nother party.
Wait. So the party you showed me was from 2 days ago?
Yeah. This is from 2 days ago. The party I showed you. This last night.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is a strip club. This is V Live. This is a strip club.
Well, then that's different.
Man. But still.
Yeah, man.
But
why is it different? It just took away all the kind of
hype. Because that's what's supposed to happen.
This was a screenshot from the party, but it's not up.
That said, see Diddy for a
second. Nah, Chaz, what are you doing in there, nigga? But nah, this is a screenshot from the party, but it's not up no more. You know what I'm saying? So, huh.
Damn.
But that shit, I was like, yo, they are getting to it. They don't give a fuck.
They ain't care.
Yeah. But
that money, I hope they can pay for the medical bills. If it come to that, hopefully it don't.
Yeah, they better not complain about having no vegetables in the house. They use them all.
There was a couple comedians that got COVID that were preaching, you know, fuck it, just want to do my own shows.
Who?
Brian Callen and I don't know if he got it, but his boy Brandon Schwab. These are two dudes that be on like Rogan a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they have their own podcast, and they were just like these. They were so. It's just funny, man, because they were saying, you know, fuck it, pretty much. It doesn't affect you. And they did some shows in Texas, came back, they got it. And they got points. And now Brandon's still saying, yo, fuck. He was like, no, I'm still living my life. I'm fine. I'm under the age. I'm fine. I'm allowed to do. I live my life. I'm not even mad. And Ryan's like, man, I hope I don't have this shit. So this shit's funny, man, to see people. I'm just like.
Certain people react different ways.
Some people that say it's even not real got it. You know,
this is
a real.
Like, I'm not mad at people who get it. I'm mad at people who are stupid when they get it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
endangering
different.
Other people. Because, like, just because you want to go out, but now you want to come around other people. So you could be getting it and spreading it to people that don't, who ain't risking it.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
And even if you do get it and you still healthy and you might have minor symptoms, like, once you're over it, just relax. Just relax. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out and do what you did before. Now, if you got it just doing regular stuff, I mean, that's, you know.
That's different.
There's nothing you can't do about it. But, yeah. So, it's fucking wild. But, so, this Whittaker family.
Whittaker.
Oh, Whittaker. Okay, Whittaker family. Okay, yeah.
So, there's a video.
I spread that shit out. Whittaker.
So, it's a video that went viral over the weekend on Sunday of this inbred family in West Virginia. Which means it's a family that was
fucking,
yes, incest. So it came out that the parents of this family were first cousins, not necessarily siblings, but first cousins. And then some of the kids have severe disabilities, and people are tying it to, you know, the incest.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen a case this bad. I don't think I've seen something like this before. Like, it was so...
It was bad.
Mind-blowing. It was, like, this very sad. And what made it very sad to me was Ray.
Yeah.
The dude that was in the doorway the whole time.
Yeah.
Y'all go watch Soft White Underbelly. That's the YouTube channel. And you'll see the inbred Whittaker family. So you know what I'm talking about. But what made it so sad is that he was so cognitive. He knew everything that was going on, but he couldn't communicate.
He couldn't, yeah.
And it almost made me, it started making me think deeper and deeper. Like, the way he would communicate was almost like a bark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what it made me think, I could be completely wrong, but you know, when you're a baby, when you're growing and developing, whoever you're around, everyone's speaking English, you're going to speak English. Everyone's speaking French, you're probably going to be speaking French. They don't communicate. Because everyone's this quiet. There's only one person that was talking the whole time.
Yeah.
So he may have spent most of his time around the dogs.
And that's
the way he picked up on communication.
Damn, that's wild.
And to think, like, that could be a reason. Wild. Like, the reason why he's barking like that is, like, whoa.
Because for those of you who ain't seen it, it's basically the guy is asking him questions. And, like, he was asking questions about his dead brother, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And Ray would respond with, like, barking noises. But he would also be, like, pointing... And, you know, trying to show him, like, where their brother is buried. And, like, So it's like, damn, like he really does. But
that's
does.
Towards the end.
Yeah, that's towards the end.
At the beginning, like, he was asking them regular questions, and you could tell, you can almost understand Ray. You know when he's saying, if you ask him yes and no, he'll say, yeah, but in a barking way.
Yeah.
But at the end, what you talking about is like, he started pointing. You knew, okay, he understands you. Yeah, he just can't communicate it. So he had to take you there. And it's like, wow.
And none of them really could communicate, but the one lady, was she she's sister, another sister or something?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell.
They all at least cousins.
I think the other lady that was sitting down could talk too, because she talked at the beginning, but she chose not to talk.
Oh, I ain't even really.
Yeah, she told Ray to shut up. Oh. Because he was barking and making his sound effect. Yeah. I was just like, I've never seen it. And then what's crazy about it, that's the only life they know.
Yeah, that's
like
all
a lot
they
of
know.
People want to take them out of that situation, but that's not going to do anything. Nah. They're just going. It's going to be almost a culture shock for them. Like,
yeah, that's all.
They don't know any better. They said some of them never went to school.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ah! That's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something I'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
That's that.
Like, they live in a poor area of West Virginia, and like, that's their life right there. That's it. They don't even know about it. They don't have no TV, no nothing. They don't know what's going on. It was like, this is sad. Then I went down a rabbit hole on this channel. That channel is addictive because they interview people from all walks of life. So it's interesting.
KKK one.
I saw him. I saw pimp one. I saw a prostitute. I'm just like, yo, this. The world is like, we're blessed.
When you look at some
of these stories, you start thinking about the problems that you perceive that you have. Like, these aren't problems.
Like, I don't really have problems.
Based on where I'm hearing these people are growing up, how they living. Like, this is wild. Yeah. So I suggest everyone go watch it. Like, none of that was funny to me. Like, people were making jokes in the comments. But this is sad.
Yeah, everybody gonna get their jokes off.
Yeah, it's hard to say because it's just like, what? there's so many layers to it, and we didn't get enough information out of it.
Yeah, we did, really.
I felt like. And even the assessment that this is an inbred family, I thought was a little offensive in a weird way. Because I don't know if he could... He didn't show any facts that proved that. Maybe he did in other videos.
Well, he said he'd been going there since 2004. And then someone that... A lot of people that live in the community started talking about it in the comments. They're like, okay, I live in West Virginia. Yeah. I know this family. It is. But that's how I found out that their parents weren't siblings. They were first cousins.
Mm, okay.
So people start telling the history of this family. Mm-hmm. And then they said, it's a lot more families like that, too, in that area. It's
just, shit.
I was like, yo. This other lady told how her dad married a girl that came from like an incest, and like the first child was good, but the rest of the children got severe. Is this something that's in the
line? Why do you think that happens? Like, what is it that, because essentially, okay, we're all human, you know, male, female, all this stuff, but like, why do you think that if it's crossed with somewhere in your bloodline, it ends up like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what that. Why is it that the thing that makes inbred? Like, I don't know. It's just
there's
weird.
There's science to it.
Yeah,
because it happens with animals too.
Like if they,
because if you crossbreed too many of the same type of dogs, like you know how they said purebreds.
Purebreds
actually have a lot more chances of being sick and unhealthy than dogs. Than
like
ones
mix.
That are mixed.
Yeah.
Because their genetic code is more varied. So they're known to like all the stuff that different dogs can fight off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, dogs might be more inept to fight off some disease out here, mm-hmm. or be better to take this, or stronger legs or whatever, if they're mixed rather than just a purebred. So it's just like that. I think with humans we're just like that too.
Yeah,
keep
that's
copying
crazy.
The same people. And it don't even feel right.
No, it don't feel right.
I don't
right.
think that's
like,
something in our...
You can't just, like, I can't find out you my cousin or something and then be...
Yeah, that's like, that's...
Nah. I mean, somewhere...
I feel like there's something in our genes that made us be like, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, because it ain't no, you know...
Because, like, you can see... You can go to the family reunion and see a bad girl and be like, who that? Oh, that's your cousin.
Yeah. As soon as you start thinking about it, it's like, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, since we own families, we could talk about the Smith family.
Since they mixing
and matching. Basically, for those of you who don't know, August Alsina had a interview with Angela Yee. And he, you know, I still gotta watch the overall interview. I seen some clips. The interview didn't look bad. Like, it looked like he was talking about a lot of good stuff. But I guess it's a particular part of the interview where he speaks about his relations with Jada and that Will gave the blessings for it. And it just kind of came out the blue. And of course, you know, the internet took it and they ran with it. They started putting that Bad Boys 2 scene with August Alsina's face with the boy that come to the door and say, I'm here to take out Jada. I'm here to take out Jada. And I'm just like, is it wrong? Is it right? I don't know.
And especially that end part for Will to ask, yeah. You ever had sex with him? Yeah. He want to.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not their relationship. Yeah. That's what y'all want to do. Y'all want to do.
Exactly.
The issue I would have if I was in the Smith family, if I was Jaden Smith, I would be upset.
Yeah.
Because
this
dude is too close to my age. And he's doing my mom. Like, we can't have a relationship no more.
And remember,
if I did.
Remember, and,
well, like, you ain't going to be, I can't, because you liable to say any.
It depends on how you raised, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying if you were raised differently, like with the Smiths, where you probably saw different men and women come out that house all the time.
I don't know.
Look, that's different, but he close to my age, and I just know if he say any
but
slick shit.
But how you know
shit.
That's the only young age Jada Pickett was fucking with?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going off the one I know now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I didn't even look
into
this.
I'm just
this,
not sure.
But all I thought about was Jada. I'm like, I couldn't handle that.
I'm not sure, like, why it was said at this moment. I don't know what Angela asked that made him go to that or whatever, but I was like, you know what?
Well, like, he said he wanted to tell his truth. And,
okay.
You know, I heard recently, I think he might have said in an interview, that he deals with a sickness.
Yeah, he has
I'm
an immune,
sure.
immune issue.
Disorder
yeah,
or something
like
that,
yeah.
That he's dealing with. And, you know, if he's really in trouble with COVID. If he has to protect himself.
That's
a real thing. So I think that like death has been on his mind, and
so he trying
living
to,
his truth and telling him just what he. I don't know if that always pertains to, you know, doing that is also giving up somebody else's business.
True.
And I don't know if that's always fair, but it's hard to say that if you just want to live your truth, right? You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people got to wonder, this truth, is it kind of selfish when you don't take other people into
account? Gotcha. You know? Like so when you're not thinking about the consequences of what you're saying.
Right, for Jada, her family, or anything, whatever you're talking about. Because so
then I think now that. Jada's about to have a red table talk with herself.
Yeah, which would be interesting. Like that. But the whole thing to me, too, is that these people, by herself?
Yeah, like she said, I'm about to take myself to the table. So
she'll have her daughter.
We need to know why it came up.
Like, they live their life reason? In public, all these people. So I guess they feel, you know, they got to put that information.
Because once he comes out,
it's like, well, you're living your truth all the time on Red Table Talk and all this. Y'all have your YouTube channel always putting out your information. I guess I see why some people will be more invested in this and be like, well, you put that information, don't lie about anything else.
Yeah.
Because at first she said she didn't mess with him. There was a Twitter, a tweet or something that went out. You might have to fact check me on that. But I believe she said she denied it at first. And then she came back and said, I want to have a red table talk with myself.
So, and it's just, it's interesting. I mean, like I said, if that's the way they live, like, cool. Like, I don't put it past them. I don't put it past the Smith family. We've heard
it was random, though.
It was random.
It was random for August. For it to be August Alcina to come out.
No.
It was just random that, like, that's who she chose. August Alcina.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Alcina's the guy.
But
if it was some other random I've had sex with JP.
But you got to think about it.
We've always speculated.
The reason why, because his age. How like, old? You know, it was just a.
I don't think he that. Say she.
It just came out, Idris Elba. I'm like, all right, they have the same age. You know, it makes sense. But. It is. I don't know. It was just random.
I don't think he that young. Let me see.
Compared to Jacob.
He's 27. Okay. He's about to be 28.
It was a little random.
We got to put it.
That's hella young. That's a big
Sure. But we got to put some things together, though. Jada and Girls Trip went to New Orleans, got her a young dude, had sex with him.
Yeah. She got him a young bad bitch.
August Alsina is from New Orleans. Yeah. It's just imitating real life,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like maybe,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
So that role called
that
her,
role called, yeah, that's it pretty much.
She wasn't acting,
that she was
reliving,
ready. She was reliving that role. She knew if she was in New Orleans in the Girls Trip at the Essence Fest, got her a young dude, he piped her down. So is she like,
listen,
she want the August Alsina Pina?
I just thought, you know what,
August Alsina Pina.
I you know what.
It sounds like a title.
August Alsina Pina.
August Alsina Pina.
Yo, I don't know if Jada really likes Will.
That's your theory?
I don't know if that's a hot. Yeah, but
that's a hot take you're going with.
I don't think she. And a couple reasons I say that. One,
she can love him.
Will is one of. He's a great man, right?
Yeah.
Like I mean, for everything that we've seen, he gives off the impression he's a great man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about at home. You would think.
Yeah.
With the family, on movie sets, on, you know, every story you're about, he's a hard working man.
Mm-hmm.
But Jada want a nigga.
I mean, she
was with the ultimate nigga. She was with Tupac. She was with Tupac, a nigga that fought for black rights and was the son of a Black Panther. And then he died. That man died, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then guess what? Another powerful man was interested in another up-and-coming powerful man, but he was different. He wasn't big on all those topics. He wasn't big on all these. He didn't have that kind of.
He was a little more free.
His swag was a little more. Goofy, silly, mm-hmm. fun, you know, he's a nice guy type of, but he had passion in his work. You could tell when Will Smith goes hard, mm-hmm. he goes hard, but just the outspokenness, the swag that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she likes nigga. I really believe about it. I just, you know what I'm saying when I mean that. You
know, I know what you're saying.
I really think
from her era, and they would call them roughnecks.
Roughnecks. You know that's an option people are saying for the Redskins to change their name to?
The Washington Roughnecks?
Because they're trying to keep the R, the Roughnecks. I was like, they better not call that shit that. But anyway.
I hope they do. I hope.
Look.
Become the Washington Roughnecks.
We're going to get back to that in a second.
Yeah, we got. But I'll give y'all the top couple names that they're saying. But there was an interview where Will Smith was on Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, you remember this with
Charlamagne? It was recent. It was more maybe a couple months ago.
When he, with him and Martin, or just him?
I think it was him and Martin.
Yeah, they were from Bad Boy.
Yeah. They were on Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne asked him about, "Do you feel that?" I can't remember the exact quote, but it was about your feelings towards Tupac. Do you feel like there's anything that you have some type of thing against him because Jada, you know, she loved him so much, and this man got emotional. He says he's always trying to outdo that. He's always trying to be better than that. Like, he said it in plain sight. Like, yo, I'm always competing with that.
Interesting.
Because Tupac and Will Smith, two great people, just wildly different in the way their approach, you know what I'm saying, to life and, you know, their upbringing. You know what I'm saying? Their upbringing might be similar, you know what I'm saying? Will Smith, a kid from Philly, you know, all that shit. But it's she likes that type of dude. And I think August Alsina, a nigga from nigga August, I'll say everything.
August, I'll say everything.
He, a young nigga from New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, talk that shit.
I mean, maybe it might be exciting.
It's just a fun, you know, like, oh, I like this, you know. I want something to play with.
How many young rappers do you think slid in her DM after they heard?
Oh my god.
Probably.
Nigga,
you know,
it was like a water park. Slip and slide, nigga. They was in there. Like, they was sliding in there.
And asking, do I gotta get permission first?
Yes. No, you gotta get permission.
You gotta get permission.
Does Will have to sign my permission slip, my field trip slip?
And you know, so I just think that. And then Will, too. Will's been known to have his little shotties on the side, too. He was, what's that white chick from Wolf on Wall Street?
She's so bad. Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Yeah. You know that. So you remember, I think it was before Suicide Squad. They had a little thing. There was pictures of them like flirting, kind of.
He wanted the pink meat, making out and all this shit.
Diving to the pink meat. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like he was dipping it out right quick.
So before I go to where I was going, we got to go back to the Roughnecks.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we want to talk about this.
Let's talk about the Roughnecks.
Okay. So Washington Redskins are planning on changing their name.
About time.
Forced to change the name, which I'm completely with.
Yeah.
The FedEx
racist team
sponsorship said they're gonna stop. They're demanding for the team to take down the name. And FedEx is the sponsor for the field and everything. The field's called FedEx Field. Nike took down all the merchandise of Redskins and stuff.
No one was buying it anyway.
So yeah, you know our. I think people are finally waking up and seeing like, yo, they got to do something. And when money talks more than anything, so they're being forced to change quick.
Dan Snyder, our horrible owner,
is going to have to make a change, and I'm happy to see it. So the question is now, because they said they're going to change it too, and the coaches said that they narrowed it down to two that they really like, but
okay.
The top one for me right now is the Warriors. I mean, the Washington Warriors. It just, I mean, if you want to stick with the brand and you could use, you know, our big thing is HTTR, which is Hail to the Redskins. You could go HTTTW easily.
Okay.
I'm with that. So Washington Warriors.
That's not bad.
Hail to the Redskins? Like,
Hail to the Warriors.
No.
It's not bad. Warriors isn't bad.
Warriors is not great. It's not great, but it's not bad.
What's the logo?
It sounds like...
Because I heard that was the issue with even having an arrow with the Warriors is an issue.
Yeah, there's so much to it because Native Americans said they still want their representation.
Yeah.
They just don't want to be called Redskins. Yeah, some of them, you know what I'm saying? Even that's debatable. But it's just...
What was the other one?
So they got Warriors. You got the Red Tails. Which is like homage to the African American flight.
We don't want to be associated with that trash of the team. They're not going to be representing
World War
them right.
II pilots, yeah. The Red Tails, that you know that could attach to military. You got black, so that's a cool one. I kind of like the backstory to that, but the other ones I heard. Okay, so outside of that, honestly, it's just you got roughnecks.
I really hope the Washington they choose roughnecks.
And all y'all got bandanas on your helmets.
Like, I hope they choose the roughnecks.
You got renegades. You got
renegades isn't terrible, but
it sounds like your logo would be a rhino.
Yeah, it do sound like that.
There was a whole bunch of
did they say
R's.
Washington Rebels?
Rebels.
So it got to start with an R.
It don't have to. Start it don't have to. Because they got ones like the monuments. They got the
Washington Monument.
The
statue ass niggas.
I mean, they've been in the same spot for a long time.
That's
that
funny.
Sense.
That's
they've funny. Been trash for this.
I can't even say that right.
That's good. That's solid. That's a solid joke.
I can't go at the coolest losers in the game, the Cowboys. But anyway,
we were losers five times.
What was some more? The generals. The
Washington Generals. That sounds like a cereal.
To be fair, no matter what it is, it's never gonna be the same.
No,
so,
of course.
Like, no
of
matter
course.
What name someone come up with, somebody's gonna hate it.
I just don't. Look, the Redskins for the longest time anyway. If you're a team already of a team called the Redskins, you're already fighting from the bottom. Because people gonna ask you, what does that mean? And now I gotta explain it. And then if they think that's right, like, no matter what, it's just like I already got a fight out of a hole to tell. And kids aren't fucking being fans of the Redskins, honestly. They see South Park destroyed them when it came to name. It's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Why are we called?
This team is trash.
Why be called? Like we're supposed to be talking about skin colors. Doesn't matter. And your team name that you root for is
Redskins.
Redskins. You know what I'm saying? Even and
sound
now,
like a hot dog.
But they even say Native Americans. There was a Washington Post poll that said there's like 70% of it almost found it proud. Of that
that's
term.
Wild.
So it's like it's so the debate is wild, but because in the dictionary definition it says comes from a derogatory term, it's
hey, I like anything that's a distraction and turmoil in that organization, so I'm for all this
distraction and turmoil.
I love it.
I hope your whole team gets COVID and survives.
What's your favorite out of all of those? Mine is obviously Roughnecks, but what is yours?
I mean, honestly, the simplest one will just be like fucking.
This would be the Washington Washingtons.
I guess Warriors would be the base you could go. Washington Warriors sounds like a NFL franchise. Warriors.
I can see that. I can see that.
The other ones, the Red Tails, I would have to get some use. I would have to get used to that, but I like where it's derived from.
Let me ask you this.
I like what it represents.
When they change the name. Obviously, you're going to be a fan of that team. Are you a bandwagon fan now, jumping on this new team?
No.
Because you're a Redskins fan. Now you're a Warriors fan?
Whatever team is in that city is my team.
Gotcha. That organization, that city.
If you move out of D.C., I'm no longer a fan. But that's just my perspective.
Yeah.
I love the teams in that city.
So let me ask you this. If Redskins relocate out of there, there's no more team in this state. So you don't have a team anymore.
If I don't have a team, there's no.
I'm saying they leave and they don't replace it.
Yeah,
you don't have a team.
I probably wouldn't. Yeah, I probably wouldn't go for nobody. Just be like, I'll still be an NFL fan. I'll probably watch, but I'm not going to be like.
What games
you watching? I'm waiting until my city gets a team.
Or they never get a team.
Well, then that's it. That's it.
Yo,
it's over.
That's funny.
I'm just a fan of football.
Now you just gonna hate on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I always hate on them motherfuckers. That hate will never leave my heart, motherfucker.
I keep running into fucking space shit. So now they're saying we a hologram. I keep running into space.
I've been trying to tell y'all.
Fucking my homegirl sent me this article. I mean, this YouTube video from 2019, and I seen people talking about that. Like the government released or somebody released a statement about us being in a fucking hologram. I was like, wait, what? And the language is kind of weird. They using R2-D2. all type of Terrence Howard, Terrence Howard ass language, the synthesized ABCs, and I don't know
Terrence
what.
Terrence Howard?
No. Yeah, you remember when he was explaining this whole theory?
That whole theory.
That's right.
All that language, that T. Howard language.
Washington T. Howard.
I've discovered what Pythagoras meant when he created his theorem.
I was like, what? But so basically they're saying that there is a distant fucking black hole that's reflecting all of us. Like, we are in another dimension and we are the reflection of, like, we're the hologram. But I was like, what the fuck?
So we're all black.
We all black. Everybody black.
Because we shadow.
Everybody black.
If we just a reflection, we shadow.
Everybody black. And Trump isn't real. And maybe COVID isn't real. Maybe it's just a hologram.
But what if Trump is still real?
Oh, God.
What if in that other parallel, he's even worse? He's the ruler of the world.
I just seen that shit. And I'm trying to follow this dude talking on his video, and he's so fucking, I don't know if he's smart or an asshole.
Okay.
He's just one of them people. No, white dude, long hair.
Oh, he's white?
Yeah, white dude. He an asshole.
Okay.
White dude, long hair, graphic tee.
Graphic tee? What type of graphic tee?
He got some type of triangle on it, so it might be.
But if it's a triangle, he might be into some.
I ain't gonna lie. He looked like he worked inside a Guitar Center. Like, he looked.
Okay, that's actually more vulnerable. the type of people we hate, his parents would hate him.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he could come. All right. There and just,
maybe he's not an asshole.
Yeah, he's right above.
He's right above asshole. But I was just looking at it, and he talking, and I'm just like, what does this mean? Are you just saying things? Are you just saying words? Like, and it was
he's the one who discovered this.
Oh, is this not PBS Space Time?
Yeah, I think yeah.
That, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking. Yeah, no,
he asshole.
No. Oh. I don't know if he an asshole, but I don't know shit.
Honestly,
I'll just play his shit, and I'll just be doing something else, and I'm trying to figure out, like, and then I'll sit down, I'll be like, hold on, I must have missed something.
Yeah,
and I'll take it back,
and you didn't miss
and
nothing,
I'll listen to everything. I'll be like, oh, I just don't get it.
Like, I was so amazed because I'm like, how you know this? Like, what is this? What does this mean? Nigga, I felt stupid. Like,
We are stupid.
Like, you got to look at it like, I look at it like this. What's on his to-do list? I look at my to-do list. Edit this video. His shit proves the world is a hologram. And how do you begin to do that?
How do you begin to even,
like, what telescope you need to do that?
What math you need to know to do that?
Tell you what type of calculator we need to.
This nigga talking about take two patterns and make a lot of squares out of them. Smash them together, and then you put the black hole. I said, what?
My thing is, if you can't explain it in layman terms, then it don't matter.
That don't matter.
That's what's really important, to break it down from this scientific level to a level anyone can understand.
It's digestible.
Yeah.
Because that's why I like this Russian dude or whatever he is, Petrov. He breaks it down.
Sound like
very,
some petroleum.
He breaks it down very digestible while still you're learning some new information. So I really like that. But yeah, when he start going. Once we look at the antimatter times 10, man, I just can't stand that shit.
Shit sound like an AK-47.
A Petro? Sound like some gasoline.
Dog, I was fucking choking my wife. The Petro. Do sound like some gasoline. I don't know why that shouldn't be fucking funny. Oh, man. But yeah, man, them niggas just be talking because I don't know what they do. Chill out.
Petrol.
I'd rather y'all laugh at that than a Roughneck.
They'll change y'all name to the Roughneck.
It's going
to
be a rough time.
It's going to be a rough time.
It's going to be a rough time.
Yeah, oh, my God. All
right.
20 more years of hell.
They ain't going to do that. They ain't going to do that.
They can't.
So I'm crying. So I seen Frosted Flakes trending.
Why Frosted Flakes?
So I clicked on it and I'm like, what's Frosted Flakes talking about? at first everybody was like, I clicked on this terrified that Tony the Tiger done came out and said something about black people. No, no I died. Hilarious. I laughed so hard.
They're niggers.
They're niggers. I'd be so mad. Tony, come on, Tony.
Oh, Tony, man. Now. I said it.
But it started trending because I guess this picture went around, went viral with somebody that put bananas in their Frosted Flakes. And half the internet was like, what the fuck? Other half the internet was like, fire.
Okay. But that's, that. Like, honestly, when I seen people put bananas and cereals, always, when I first saw it, was Frosted
Flakes.
Yeah,
Frosted Flakes, yeah.
I never seen them do that, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch. It was always Frosted Flakes, so that seems normal.
And it sounds good. I'm not going to lie. It don't sound bad. It don't sound bad at all.
Wait. Repeat what you just said. Because I blanked out for a second.
why are you talking like a fucking... Like you in jail.
I was trying to cover what you said, nigga. I blanked out for a second.
Basically, people were... One half of the internet was like, why would you put bananas inside the Frosted Flakes?
Nigga needs to stop smoking that Petro.
The other half of the internet was like, nah, it's good. I've had it. It's fire. So, okay. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, I haven't had it.
Bananas and Frosted Flakes?
But it looks good. Like, it don't seem bad.
I like bananas in all, most cereal.
But then this
Cinnamon Toast.
So then I'm looking at this, and everybody was like, yeah, you know, Frosted Flakes is fire. Because, of course, then that sparks the debate about cereals and all that stuff.
Right.
That's not what I want to talk about. Somebody in the comments of some post said, I hear y'all talking about Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and all this stuff. They was like, but y'all need to check out this. So I was like, what is this? So I click on it. Nigga, I laugh for 8 minutes straight because it's just a list of off-brand name cereal. And I was in my room crying, dog.
Could you link them? Was it easy to link all the ones to the original brand?
Yeah, because they got some pictures. And nigga, I said, I cannot wait talk about this on the podcast. Right. This shit is funny.
Can you give us the name and let's guess what the original cereal
is? So it's 15 funny knockoff store brand cereals.
All right.
This shit is hilarious.
You see how I'm saying it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. First one, Pranks.
Chex?
Nope.
What'd you say?
Pranks.
Pranks.
Yeah.
Pranks sound like...
Pranks.
Think about one word cereals.
Tricks?
That, yeah.
Tricks.
Yeah.
Okay. Tricks. Yeah. Pranks. Yeah. What a dumbass. Fucking stupid.
Here's my thing. How stupid as fuck. I want to know who's the creator of Pranks. Like, what are you, like, your whole thought process, man, fuck being original. I'm just taking that shit.
Not Tricks, nigga. Pranks.
You know what it really is, though?
Fucking YouTube channel.
You know, they're the same company. A lot of the time, the company original brand will have, like, their kind of defective, mm-hmm. like, the ones that look kind of fucked up, and put it in the, they'll create, like, an off-brand themselves.
This description says, if you thought Trix Bunny was a prankster, just wait until you meet the Sly Fox who will always steal your pranks. He's unoriginal, he'll swipe your jokes, but his biggest trick includes fruity goodness at a lower price. Get your stupid ass out of here!
Is he, is he a gay prostitute?
Next one is Marshmallow Magic.
Oh, is that the one with the leprechaun?
Yeah. What's
the leprechaun?
No, you got this dumbass rabbit on here.
But I'm saying, is that a Lucky Charm?
I guess it said the rabbit is terrifying, like straight out of bad 90s animated horror film terrifying, but he's onto something. The marshmallows are the best part about Lucky Charms. So, yeah. Uh-huh. They got Live It Up.
Live It Up?
Nigga, I'm like, what is Live It Up?
It sounds like some cereal they promote right after in Living Single.
It sounds like a fucking BET cereal.
Yeah, like right after you watch
Live It Up.
This is brought to you by
Live It Up. Wait. It's a bunch of marshmallow.
Wait. Isn't it a cereal called Life or something?
Yeah, but it could be, but it says nothing like a positive message to get your morning going. What great life advice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, life.
He's
giving it to you in like
a little riddle. Then they got Cocoa Nuggets.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, they gotta be Cocoa Puffs. Then we got here's what Live It Up look like. It's like it look bland. Nothing about that makes me want to live it up.
The only thing they can add to that for a sponsor is Ja Rule on that. For everybody that be living it up.
You got some fruit spins.
Fruit spins.
Yeah. That's Cheerios, right? I mean, not Cheerios.
Fruit Loops. Yeah.
Fruit Loops.
Spin doesn't just have the same ring that Loop does, but hey, it's a great value. Then you got Freaky Fruits. Fruit.
Is it Apple? No, Freaky Fruits.
What's crazy?
Somebody, this nigga crazy said. Jacks? This nigga said, "I don't even know where to begin." Anything with the word "freaky" in the title makes me not want to buy it, unless Freaky it's Freaky Fruits. Friday. That's a great film and entirely underrated. But yeah, it, Freaky Fruits.
It must be.
Then you then you got Fruit Spins. That's like Fruit Loops again. Crisp Crunch.
Oh, crisp.
Crispy Crunch. Yeah, what's the Crispy Treats?
No.
What's it called? Crispy.
No. Y'all thinking Cocoa of it, but you thinking of it, but you saying the opposite.
Rice
thing.
Crispy.
No,
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. That's
my favorite cereal. Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Yeah, yeah.
Then we got Fruity Rings. Fruity
Loops. Fruit Loops.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a knockoff. Yeah, knockoff with the classic same. Fruit Loop. Con Fruity Crisp. I was like, is this fucking niggas out of jail?
What's it called?
Con Fruity Crisp.
That's hilarious, yo.
It's like, this nigga's in jail. Like, what is... Did this shit come with time?
Every bite feels like a stab.
Then you got Crisp Six. That sound like a group that Drake got.
Crisp Six. see his dad on the cover.
This was one of my favorite ones. Bunch O' Cinnamon Squares.
That's some nigga.
Honey Oats? Is it Honey Oats?
Bunch O'.
No, that's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Bunch O' Cinnamon Squares. Duh, I was like,
bunch
what?
Of old cinnamon squares.
Look, this is by your nigga Petrov, Apple Orbits. You got Apple Orbits, then you got Circus Ball cereal, then you got Crispy Hexagons.
All right, I'm done with this.
Then you got Kookies, K-O-O-K-I-S.
That's hilarious.
Nigga, I was in my room laughing, dog. That's, I was like, dog, these niggas is wrong for this. They know they don't need to be doing this. That shit was funny, dog. But let's get into these music niggas real quick. Kanye for president. Stop.
Next. Hold on. What's the longer conversation? Kanye or Pharrell?
Pharrell's not that long. It's a
show. Let's knock that out and get to Kanye.
Pharrell?
Yeah.
But basically, Pharrell, I've seen that he's doing a show on Netflix. I think it's with his uncle or somebody. But basically, he's looking for the world's most diverse choir. I was like, that kind of is going to be interesting. Like, he basically going to different... He's trying to put a good big choir together. And they gonna follow his steps to putting this choir together. Maybe they gonna make an album or something like that, or something like that. So I was like, okay. And so they recording it for Netflix.
I'm a big choir. Pharrell fan, so I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah,
like I read something crazy. I think it was it might have been a meme that said in 2003 Pharrell had 43% of the songs on radio.
I can believe it.
43 He produced 43% of songs on radio.
That's crazy.
Jesus, killing it,
working. But yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. I was like, that's gonna be a pretty cool show.
That's dope.
And Pop then Smoke. Pop Smoke. I heard his album this morning. I didn't know some trainer he was playing it, but I thought it was like the old album that already came out before he passed away. But then I heard a new song, and I mean, during the workout, it was rocking, like, during the workout, but I also wasn't paying too much attention, it was just the beats and stuff, but some of his songs grew me a little bit, like, if I'm in a workout mode or something, I don't know if I'm just sitting at the crib and listening, but it wasn't bad, what I heard wasn't terrible, like, no, because he had some nice, he had some up-tempo ones, some different, so, yeah, I didn't know it was a new album until you said it, I was like, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, I mean, because they put out a cover for the new album that was produced by what's Kanye's designer that went on to wherever he's at?
Virgil.
Because before Pop Smoke died, I guess he said he wants Virgil to do his next album cover.
That was
a thing he always said.
Gotcha.
Virgil ended up putting the album cover out, and it was trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like barbed wires with like terrible ass Photoshop diamonds behind it, and it was just bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it was him in the middle of it. And we're like, what is this supposed to mean? Like, it was just weird. And now the album dropped, and the people were requesting for the new cover. I don't even know if the new cover is attached to it or not.
Let me go on Apple.
What I heard was pretty.
He has a very unique
voice. But there were some songs. I do like the 50 Cent flip. He had a song.
The
Many Men.
The
he
Woo.
Flipped Many Men.
Yeah,
too.
It's called The Woo.
Yeah, The Woo. I thought that was kind of a fly.
And he got one with Lil Baby that was cool. He had a couple. Like I said,
he had a couple.
It's 19 songs.
I was never like a big Pop Smoke fan, but I remember when he first came out, I just appreciated, ooh, he sounds different from anything else I heard. And I always appreciate when somebody comes out with a new voice.
Yeah, I didn't.
But like this album, I didn't really like it as much. But and now people are complaining about some of the production was faulty and people weren't, I don't know, overall just didn't seem like it was well put together. And I think a lot of people rushed it. There was a lot of skippable tracks on there for me.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. But
there might have been three or four that I really that I thought
this,
was cool.
This reminded me that City Girls had came with an album, and I told Cam. Mm. And there's a song on here. I'm going to just go to the hook for the people. I'm going to go to the hook. It's you don't listen. Let me just go to the hook. Let me go to the hook. All right, here we go. Moving on. Kanye is... I'm sorry I had to do that to you. I know you can't. Your brain cells are just dropping rapidly.
No, I mean... Are you there? I thought it had a nice beat, you know? And I think everybody deserves to talk about what they believe
First off, niggas deserve a pussy.
I disagree with her. I think I don't disagree if that's for her, right?
I think that's for her.
Broke niggas don't deserve no pussy.
If they working hard and trying to become something, maybe that'll help them along the way.
But I think that does push the stereotype that women are a little more venomous than men sometimes because, you know, when I look at a broke girl, I'll be like, I'll give her all the dick.
Yeah, yeah. She deserved it.
Yeah, look.
She already going through enough.
Just on your money. I know you broke.
You're not vindictive.
I'm not vindictive. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll share the wealth.
You going to give her Vindic.
Vindic.
Yeah, yeah.
Vindic.
Vindic. You're going to give her that
Petrol. I'm going to give her that Petrol.
You want her to end up at the chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
With some Apple Orbits.
Apple Orbits. Come on, somebody else. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Bring it home. We don't have any other callbacks yet.
No.
God damn it. It was good.
Oh, man. But yeah,
it's actually my fault. I was supposed to say something.
But yeah, that was just I was like, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. So, all right.
But yeah, so Kanye said he wanted to run.
But don't hate on a woman that don't want to fuck with a nigga with that.
Oh no, that's her. That's what she's gonna do.
Yeah,
cool.
That's her prerogative, cool. Right?
When I was broke, I was getting pussy. So like I said, it's her.
Yeah. So. But were you fucking rich woman?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, 40. They was 40. They had some.
You saying you're not broke now?
Nah, definitely not.
Here's the difference between...
So you can have sex with a young Miami now.
I could if I want to.
Now, what's her standard what it broke is, though? Do you think you would fall into that category?
Yeah, I probably would. I'm like, man, I got some money.
But
shit.
Here's the funny thing. A broke nigga, he's going to work.
That's subjective.
It's subjective.
Oh, he's going to fuck you.
He's going to fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to put in work for you.
Yeah, yeah.
A rich nigga, you know, he might not.
Because he may have to stay there tonight. So he want to make sure you sleepy so you can't get him out.
A broke nigga.
And ask for Uber in the morning. So he just being nice.
A broke nigga's throwing dick for his life.
Well, he like, hey, let me cook breakfast. Yeah, I got it. And so he can eat.
And then first thing he said, so which way you going?
That nigga, look.
I might need to drop off.
A broke nigga is inside your wall so he can stay inside some walls.
Exactly. He needs shelter.
He needs shelter, nigga. Like, he gonna
try to make sure he put you asleep before you kick him out.
But that's what I'm saying. There's benefits to being with a broke nigga. He's gonna put in work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Hart said, he said, I be tired now. He said, his wife told him, like, it's different. He like, hey, what do you want? Do you want this life?
Or you want dick?
This or you want good dick? Because you can't have both. He like, I'm tired.
That's real shit.
That's pretty disrespectful after he cheated on his wife. I'm gonna cheat on you and then tell you, man. Hey, I ain't giving you no dick, so what you want?
That's why, because he was ashamed.
He was ashamed.
She kept coming at him. He's like, man, let me just go to this girl who ain't gonna say nothing.
But you know,
his ego was broken. I'm just
saying, the difference in that, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Listen, you want to know the difference between broke pussy and rich pussy? Not a damn thing.
Not one.
So, you know, whatever.
It's funny. Kanye for president. So, yeah, but he basically said he wanted to run for president. I just seen it, but I didn't really dive into it. I just was like, Kanye just talking.
I didn't click it at all.
Yeah.
It's not a shock. He said it before.
Yeah, he said it before.
I don't. What is he going to get out of this?
I just don't ever know on my
Kanye's
nerves.
Strategy. And I think he is one of those dudes that artistically, he's a genius. But when it comes to real life, sometimes he seems lost. Like an idiot. Yeah. And I just don't know, like, what...
What's he trying to do?
What is happening? Because even if this was some sort of masterful plan, mm-hmm. right? People try to come out with the thing you told me that people were saying that Kanye, oh, he did everything and with the MAGA hat and stuff because he was trying to get people out of jail and all this stuff or Trump wouldn't have done it. I don't know, man, about all that shit. But what I would say is that this is just going to take away votes from Bernie. Oh, I mean, not Bernie, Biden. But Biden.
From Biden, yeah.
I don't see anything. If he was,
can he even do?
Here's the thing. That's why I don't know if he is doing it. If it's like this for like more fame or ego thing, this is the best time to do it because he will actually get votes. It's gonna be people that vote for him. But then it's like Biden's not a good choice either. It's just like it's no winning this election.
No,
that's the issue right now. It's no winning this election. If Trump wins, that's bad. If Biden wins, that's still bad. If Kanye wins, what the fuck, America? Like we just put too much into the celebrity.
Yeah.
Like we're obsessed with celebrities.
We already got a celebrity as a
president. Let them become president. No, you're not qualified for this.
Yeah, stop. Sit the fuck
down. But if Trump got in, then shit.
I don't know.
Dwayne Johnson.
Reagan started this.
Yeah.
Was it Reagan?
Yeah, he was actor.
Yeah, it's Reagan's fault.
That's hilarious. Kanye, I don't know. I don't know if black people going to hop on that train. I just don't see... we don't need, you know.
Kim K, the first lady, that would be ridiculous.
The Kardashians go to the White House. That's the TV show we get.
Kardashians to the White House? Oh, yeah.
Kardashians go to the White House?
Ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be screaming in the Oval.
You know how much?
Cam!
That'll be the biggest TV show of all time.
Yeah.
Because you know how many people going to watch that?
Oh, my God.
There's going to be people that would have never watched them just because it's in the White House.
But what if they're fantastic?
They might be.
What if they're fantastic? Yeah,
it might be.
I mean, we're seeing pretty bad right now. What?
Here's the thing.
What if they're, and I know.
This based on what happened in the past. He's too impulsive and too irrational. Like, that's the scary part. Like, to put someone like that, you're going to have access to nuclear weapons.
It's actually
you may be
crazy
easily influenced to do this, that. I don't know.
You ain't got the answers, Iran. You ain't got the answers.
You ain't got the
answers. And then you already know what's going to happen if Kanye wins. The media is going to tear him alive. They're going to say he's the worst president of all time, even though they got Trump. But they defend Trump because it fits their narrative. But they going to flip that so fast for Kanye.
I feel like almost anything is possible at this point.
Yeah.
I
actually win.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. It's crazy that it is possible.
Kim has, 100 million on IG or something like that? Crazy.
Yeah.
Kanye probably got 30, 50 million. That's a lot of people. Like, people will just vote just because they think it's funny.
Yeah.
Some people will vote because, I love Kanye. He could win.
If
that nigga wins president, you ain't never getting his head from the clouds.
Bro,
no,
we
never.
Are really becoming that movie. What's that movie? Where it's like the dudes
dumb as fuck,
dumb and dumber.
It is kind of called dumb as fuck, but I forgot. It's like it's a sci-fi movie, but where I think not Terry Crews.
What's
but,
the premise?
Who played Debo? He plays the Tiny. President in the future. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
And
it's like the presidency is like a wrestling match, and everybody's an idiot. Everybody's dumb as fuck. Damn, it was like kind of an underground hit a while back, but I gotta go find it. But yeah,
man. Well, that's all we got for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Hologram? We talked about that.
Yeah, that was Petrov.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. Another Room Noise coming to you guys, and. yeah, y'all be safe out there. Don't be putting cucumbers in butts.
Well, and if you want to.
I mean, if you want to.
Film it, send it our way, we'll judge it.
We still waiting on a twerk video from somebody. I think they said they were sending one. Still waiting on that. And, you guys have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Stay safe out there, man.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.